Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. I'm standing in for Arnie Gitomer, who's off this weekend, and hope he's enjoying himself. And I'm joined here in the studio with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And in the first hour, if you recall, that we have heard from Dr. Ronald Hoffman. He spoke about a special luncheon and boat ride, and we're going to just repeat the information again. Last year, many of you attended the big luncheon we had in Manhattan, and it was sponsored by WOR, and it featured Dr. Ronald Hoffman and other speakers. Everybody who came, and we had an overflow crowd. They loved it. The information was great, the food was great, the prizes were great, and we had a great time. Well, here's some good news. We're going to be doing it again this year, and it's probably going to be even better this time. For one thing, it's going to be held on a big yacht as we cruise around Manhattan. Don was willing to loan us his yacht, so it should be...
yeah, Don, I wish.
Right. as we cruise around Manhattan, Dr. Hoffman is going to be the featured speaker again, along with Jaro Rogovin. He's the president and founder of Jaro Formulas. Don and Arnie will be there as well. And a full three-course dinner will be served. You choose from chicken marsala or London broil or salmon and dill crust. Yummy. Prizes are going to be given away, including a four-day, three-night stay for two at Canyon Ranch in the Berkshires Health Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts, a $4,400 value. Every attendee gets product samples, T-shirts, tote bags, and two books. One, the Sinatra Solution, Metabolic Cardiology, and, of course, The Best Supplements for Your Health, written by Don and Arnie. It's going to be on Sunday, October 2nd, from 12:30 to 4:30. Seats cost $49.95. I think it's a great bargain for what you're getting. And we only have room for 250 people, folks, so call now. The number is 201-866-6264. Don't call the store, Wilner's. We can't make any reservations for anyone. You have to call this number. It's 201-866-6264.
Yeah, you know, this really is quite a deal. The two books, you know, that's two books now, samples and the other goodies, they alone are worth the $49.95. But, you know, plus on top of that, you get the great three-course meal with a complimentary cocktail and the hors d'oeuvres. You get to listen to some of the most knowledgeable and, especially in the case of Jaro Rogovin, most outspoken personalities in the nutrition and complementary medicine field. Jaro tells me, by the way, that he plans to say something about Codex, so I know there are some of you out there who remain concerned about Codex, and when Jaro has something to say about something, it's usually very interesting to listen to. So I think you'll find the lecture is real good. We're going to, after the lectures, we're going to have a panel, sit down and answer your questions. And, of course, in addition to all of that, you'll be enjoying a cruise along the Hudson River, enjoying the leaves turning color and so forth. All of this for only $49.95. And, you know, as we said, there's a maximum of 250 people. So among the things we'll be giving away, this $4,400 Canyon Ranch deal, the odds are 1 in 240, because I think some of the tables are taken by us and stuff. So, you know, your chances of winning these big prizes are pretty doggone good. So all I can say is, wow, what a deal. There's only a limited number of seats left, so don't wait. Call right away. What's that number again, Sam?
Don, it's 201-866-6264.
By the way, Sam, you know, I was looking on the website of the Atlantica Yacht Cruisers, and that's where that number goes, as best I can tell, and I see that they also have a toll-free number. Now, maybe I'm not supposed to give this out, but I'm going to do it. Are those of you who are in New York or can't afford a call to New Jersey, 201, there is a toll-free number, 1-877-970-2777. Don't tell them that I told you.
Thanks, Don.
Okay.
Okay, let's get right to the phones. Catherine from Brooklyn. How can we help you today, Catherine?
Oh, thank you. I spend my Sunday afternoons with you. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I don't think I've heard this question. Why is glucose higher in the morning, fasting?
That's an interesting question. That's a good question.
And why, when I test at home, is the reading different from one hand to another?
What do you mean from one, you, literally your right and left hand, or what do you mean?
If I'll take it in one hand, and I'll say, I don't think that's right, and I'll take it on the other hand, and there's a difference.
How much difference?
Sometimes 5 points, sometimes 15, 20.
That's the easy part. These homemade kits have a margin of error that is that large.
Oh.
So that's nothing to be particularly upset about. So if on any given occasion, let's say if your blood sugar is 100 or 120, it's not critical. Now, at the lower ends, it does become critical. I mean, the difference between 60 and 80 is important.
No, it's usually in the high-end number.
Yeah. So, now, the question, an interesting kind, why is blood sugar higher in the morning?
Yeah.
The person's been eating?
This is actually quite common. I'm not quite sure of the mechanism, but there's something known as a Somogyi phenomenon.
Oh.
Whereas the sugar seems to go down during the night, let's say at 5 in the morning or something, it hits a low. And somewhere along that point, there's a reaction. The body cortisol in the blood starts going up, which is a hormone that raises blood sugar. If it gets too low, adrenaline will pop off.
Oh.
And I think those contribute. There may be other reasons as well. For instance, during the day, not only have you taken your medicines, but people are more active, and physical activity tends to lower the blood sugar. That's sort of a talk around the issue. I don't have a first-hand knowledge of exactly why, but it is quite common. At least part of it has to do with these hormonal so-called circadian rhythms.
Perhaps even liver is involved, because the liver does also raise blood sugar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there something wrong with my liver?
No.
Could I say, I take a bar at breakfast, at bedtime, which is supposed to stabilize the sugar for 9 hours. Can I mention the name of it?
Sure.
It's Extend Bar.
Extend?
E-X-T-E-N-D mm-hmm. Bar.
All right.
Are you sure that's not one of those male enhancement? Are you sure you're not mixing up your bars?
No, sir. I guess you call
it. I guess not. Okay. All right. Forget it.
All right. So anyway, it's supposed to prevent the high sugar in the morning.
Well, I guess it's not working.
Now that's interesting, because if I do it after the 9 hours, then the sugar is a little higher.
I would doubt that any of these bars would last and keep feeding in sugar that long.
Oh.
I mean, even a fatty food isn't going to take that long to get in. So that, I think those foods may well be useful, because they may feed in a little carbs over 4 hours or 6 hours. I mean, just think, if you ate a meal, you know, you'd be hungry in 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
go
right.
nine hours, that's stretching it, as it were.
Okay.
Okay, you got that done?
Well, I do thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Catherine. Let's see if we have. Why don't we take a short break before we get to the next caller, because it's only a minute or so. So let's do that. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Got questions for us about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition? Give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back right after this.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's calcium magnesium phosphorus with vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's calcium magnesium phosphorus with vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli, have been associated with the antioxidant and cellular protection, and diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, called BroccoMax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS. It stands for sulforaphane glucosinolate, extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane. It's a highly reactive antioxidant. And in extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each BroccoMax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrow's BroccoMax daily. BroccoMax from Jarrow Formulas is available from Wilner Chemist. Discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, though, I want to point out there are times when conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other cannot do alone. Someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who's now going to tell you about his practice and how to reach him. Dr. Podell.
Well, thank you very much, Sam. We do an integrative medicine practice in that what we're trying to do is combine the best of standard medical diagnosis and treatment with holistic attention to the body's natural healing systems. And we do this using nutritional means, we use herbs, we use mind-body therapies, we use other so-called alternative approaches to try and remove the obstacles to healing. Kinds of conditions that we tend to see are the complicated ones that don't get better simply with a pill, and these would include fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, very often behavioral problems, depression, anxiety. We do a lot with autistic kids, and chronic headaches, irritable bowel. There's a whole litany of conditions that we think responds best to a combined or integrative approach. We are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. or on the web. It's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Okay, let's get to the phones. Sally, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Sally?
I'd like to know what you have for people who have arthritis. I have arthritis,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like to take too many pills. They have too many side effects. So I thought I would switch to something that is more natural.
All right. Well, you have not tried anything from a natural food product, right? The supplements?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, there are many excellent supplements on the market. The first one that I'm sure you've heard of it. If not, I'm going to tell you about it. It's called glucosamine sulfate.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Glucosamine sulfate is excellent. It does work. There's pretty good research showing its efficacy. I've seen many people who have taken it with good results. It's often combined with something called chondroitin sulfate, and some manufacturers add a third item called MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane. These are all natural substances, and they're safe, and they can be quite effective. You said you don't like swallowing pills, so some companies even have liquids. I think Now Foods has a liquid glucosamine. I think Natrol has one, and Source Natural. So if you don't like swallowing pills, you could try liquids. But that's what I would try. But there's other things you could take as well, Don.
Well, I'll mention a couple of combination products. I think what you said was you don't want to take too many pills. But there's a couple products. We mentioned one earlier in the show that is now on sale at half price from Doctor's Best. There's a new item, Celadrine, it's called, Celadrin, and they have it in combination with glucosamine. So this combination is now on sale at half price. That would be a nice product to start with, and that you'd be using two things in one product that both work very well. We have a product called Joint Complex, which is a mixture of some of the things we just mentioned, along with some herbs that reduce inflammation and swelling, things like turmeric and devil's claw, and we've had excellent response with the product Joint Complex. I got complex on the mind. Joint Formula. So there's two easy ways to go in that you're getting mixtures of a number of things that can be helpful. Of course, you can. We mentioned earlier the fish oil products, the omega-3 fatty acids. Those should be a part of your program. And as we always caution, you should be taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multi-mineral product, because none of these things work by themselves. They all work with each other synergistically. So a good multivitamin, multi-mineral, calcium, magnesium, the antioxidants that are part of the products we just mentioned, either a glucosamine, a glucosamine chondroitin with or without MSM, Celadrin complex from Doctor's Best, or Joint Formula from Wilner Chemists.
Okay, Sally?
Not much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, let's talk to Ava. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Ava?
Well, doctors, I appreciate your show very much. It's very helpful.
You're welcome.
I have a question. My husband, he's 78 years old, and he had hernia surgery
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday the 20th. Now, he's allergic to numerous antibiotics, and he was under general anesthesia, and he had a terrible reaction to that. He was unable to eat. He was vomiting, and he could not urinate. And on Thursday, the following Thursday, he had a catheter inserted. Now, his attempting to eat now, even fluids,
mm-hmm.
he has a burning sensation the right side of his chest.
All right, so he has some gastritis or some irritation in the stomach lining?
I don't know.
So you like some... Well, what can we do for you?
Okay, I'd like to know what's good healing nutrients, and is vitamin E advised to take now for healing? I'll tell you what we're taking now. We're taking Crinactin.
Well, does that irritate his stomach when he takes it?
No, it does not.
All right.
And also silver as an antibiotic.
Colloidal silver.
All right. And bioflavonoids. Is there anything else that you could help us with?
Yes. What do the doctors say when you address them about the problem?
This particular problem with the burning, I haven't been able to get through to them.
Okay. Now, this is the key. Obviously, you had a procedure, and to some degree, you expect them to feel not so great for a little bit. I don't have a clue at this point whether he's within the range of normal recovery or whether there's something else that's wrong. But you have to let the doctors know what's going on, because maybe there is a gastritis. Maybe there is the bowel's not moving along. Maybe he's got a prostate or a urine infection. And unless they figure that out, we can give him good things that in principle are helpful for lots of stuff, but we may be missing the thing that's most wrong. So it's a matter, you've got to talk to your doctor. You talk to him today. And if he's not on, you talk to the covering doctor, because they are responsible for the post-operative care, but they really can't help you unless you let them know what's going on.
He sent us to a urologist, and the urologist inserted the catheter.
Okay, well, somebody's still responsible for his overall well-being. Now, if he's not real sick, if he's actually coming along, but he's got a bit of burning, then fine, it can wait till tomorrow. But if he's really not doing well, then the surgeon or the urologist or his GP or somebody's got to be in charge of figuring out what's wrong. It would not be responsible for us to say, take vitamin E or don't take vitamin E, because the issue really isn't likely to be vitamin E. It's likely to be something related to the surgery.
Thank you, Dr. Bedell, and good luck, Ava. All right, it's time for a quick break, including a check on the traffic. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment. But first, if you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 that burn fat, 3 that cleanse, and 2 herbs that purify, and 1 to tone and revitalize. You're not going to find this combination in any other weight loss product. It's 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including a low-carb diet. It's the 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones, and it's from Health from the Sun, available along with all the other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemists. You're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and now a quick check of the traffic. Here's, Mr. Gordon. Mr. Gordon.
On the outbound side of the George Washington Bridge, in trouble. The lower level has an accident under the apartments blocking the middle lane. Those delays spill out onto the Cross Bronx Expressway. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge looking good to the upper and lower decks. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel up to a 15-minute wait. And the Holland Tunnel, 15 to 20 minutes off the Turnpike and the 109 approach. Westbound on the LIE, seeing stop-and-go traffic to Utopia Parkway because of a crash being cleared. And southbound FDR Drive, heavy into 116th Street with an accident blocking one lane. Eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway, heavy traffic at Jerome Avenue with a stalled vehicle blocking a lane there. This report brought to you by Fresh California Grapes. It's back to school time, so it's time to stock up on sweet, healthy, fresh California grapes from Pathmark. Send them off right with grapes from Pathmark. And I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with Liver Clean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to your calls, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. Cranberry juice and cranberry extracts are now well known as effective remedies for urinary tract infections. Recent research indicates that they may also be helpful against common infections caused by gastrointestinal viruses, including rotavirus. This research was conducted at St. Francis College in Brooklyn, New York. In test tube studies, adding cranberry juice prevented intestinal viruses from attaching themselves to red blood cells or infecting gastrointestinal cells. It is thought that the flavonoids in cranberry are responsible for this anti-infective effect. This indicates that cranberry extracts concentrated for these compounds may yield even better results than cranberry juice.
That Dr. Michael Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, who are the makers of WellBed X, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you about a sale that's in effect at Wilner Chemist. We've got the entire American Health and Home Health lines on sale at 35% off list price. And we have some selected items from Natrol, most of them actually, Natrin and Rainbow Light on sale at 30% off list. And if you don't have a copy of our 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should ask for it. Just call 1-800-633-1106 to get on our mailing list. And choose option number 3. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
And of course, perhaps the best way to get one is to pick it up at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a Midtown store. It's at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street near City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, and before we take the next call, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formulas. 8 years of clinical experience by Dr. Vanessa resulted in his formula, Liver Clean, designed to protect and detoxify the liver. Okay, let's get right to the phones. Fran from Woodbury, Long Island.
Yes.
How can we help you, dear?
I take a lot of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to medications, so I'm protecting myself with vitamins. I've been taking No Flush niacin 500 milligram by Solgar for a little while, and I heard something that it might affect the liver.
Well, niacin, you know, if you're taking high doses of niacin.
What's the high dose?
Well, 500 milligrams or more. Let me finish, Don. there may be a possibility that it may stress the liver. If you have a history of any kind of liver complication, you have to be monitored by your doctor. As a matter of fact, some doctors put their patients on high-dose liver therapy for lowering cholesterol. Now, manufacturers came out a few years ago with something called no-flush niacin, and it's a, what is it, niacin hexaniacinate, something like that? It's a buffered form of niacin that was developed for two reasons, I guess. One is to prevent the flushing that niacin often causes, and also it seems to have less of an effect on stressing the liver. So my guess is it's you're probably okay. I still don't think. Why are you taking the niacin for cholesterol?
Well, yes. Basically, mm-hmm. My cholesterol was a little bit elevated.
Has it lowered your cholesterol?
I haven't checked with the doctor. However, my doctor knows that I'm taking these vitamins.
All right.
So, I've been listening to you for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, let me explain a little bit here. Normally, when they're talking about high doses of niacin, you're talking about 2,000 milligrams,
right.
3,000 milligrams per day. Okay, and what you may have heard relative to liver problems, somewhat surprisingly, some years back, they discovered that time-release niacin seemed to have more of a tendency to cause liver problems than regular niacin. And this kind of ran counter to what we would, logically think would happen. But apparently this was the case. So a lot of companies that used to have time-release niacin took them off the market. Obviously, whether it's 3,000 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams, or 500 milligrams, a niacin in high doses is a remarkably effective vitamin. Of course, it's no longer functioning as a vitamin at those dosages, in lowering, not only lowering cholesterol, but more importantly, increasing HDL cholesterol. You know, the emphasis is now changing more towards increasing HDL cholesterol than lowering LDL cholesterol. So niacin is becoming even more of a star, so to speak, than it used to be. At the level of 500 milligrams once or twice a day, you most likely don't have to worry, but your doctor should be monitoring your liver, liver tests on a somewhat regular basis anyway. But that's probably not enough to be concerned about.
The other thing is, if you're only taking like one 500 milligram of no-flush niacin, it may not be sufficient enough to lower your cholesterol. You know, that's why I asked you if you had your cholesterol checked. You have it checked, and if it hasn't changed, it probably hasn't changed because you may not be taking enough of the no-flush niacin, in which case you would have to increase it maybe to three or more capsules a day. Okay, friend?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's talk to Roy. You're live on the Wheel in the Window. How can we help you today, Roy?
Hey, hi. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Well, I'm calling because I've had two cranial operations and one gamma knife operation. I'm doing pretty good. My first one was in 2002. My only complaint right now is that I am... my memory, my short-term memory is just, I'm 53 years old, thank goodness, and it's poor, and it just seems to be getting worse. I'm on some cancer drugs because I do have brain cancer, but it's my memory that seems to be the most frustrating thing.
Well, my guess is that because of the cancer, because of the operations you've had, and perhaps also because of the chemo, that some changes are going on that may not be good for your memory. So it's difficult to say. It sounds like a complex situation, and we can recommend a number of things, but I don't know if it would be safe at this time. What do you think, Dr.
Well, Pido? I can say some things that might make sense for memory. But I don't want you to take them without talking to your oncologist, because I don't have a clue as how they might interact with the chemo that you're on. So things that we think about in the natural line are things like acetyl-carnitine, which is an energy nutrient that's involved and has some data that it's helpful in Alzheimer's, alpha-lipoic acid,
phosphatidylserine,
ginkgo biloba, and then, of course, in the drug line, there are things like Aricept, the medicines that are used for Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So those nutrients or that medicine are things that you might talk to your doctor about considering, but they may be absolutely the wrong thing because of something in there in terms of the interaction with the chemo, and that's what he has to decide.
You know, an advertiser from Natrol has talked about Brain Speed. It seemed like a nice product. It has the phosphatidylserine, and it also had something called Huperzine, which increases the acetylcholine in your brain, which is, I guess, the important neurotransmitter for cognition. So you may want to take a look at the Brain Speed product, but you may also want to include some acetyl-L-carnitine and perhaps some ginkgo as well. Don, did you want to chime in on that?
No, I think you guys pretty much covered the supplements. It's just, you know, the problem, as Dr. Podell mentioned, is that we don't know if these things are going to help you or not, because the problem may be caused by something structural. Right. You've had, you know, surgeries. The problem may be caused by some of the medications that you're taking. So, you know, we really have no way of knowing that. But the things that both Sam and Dr. Podell mentioned are well known to be, in general, helpful for improving memory.
I mean, there may be some inflammation going on, perhaps some fish oil as well. High DHA may help support some brain function. So there may be a lot of big role for supplements in your therapy, and perhaps they would help. But as Dr. Podell said, just mention them to your doctor.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
and a good multivitamin and mineral supplement.
Yeah, you know, one more thing. I'm just looking. We're going to be running a commercial a little bit later for the healthy aging from NT Factor ProPax. That healthy aging product is rich in a lot of the nutrients that you just mentioned, too. That would be a nice combination to utilize for this.
Yeah, Roy, you may want to try the ProPax product. It may be just the right thing for you. Okay, Roy, good luck. Okay, let's talk to Marion. You're live on the Wheel and Window. How can we help you today, Marion?
Good afternoon. I enjoy your program very, very much.
Thank you.
About a month ago, I was listening, and you had a Dr. Ron from California. Mm-hmm. I think it was around San Francisco area.
Mm-hmm.
His wife had just had a baby, and I'm only mentioning that because that might help you to remember. He suggested something, I think it was a pill, that might help night eaters.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be a night eater, and I was really surprised at him, telling about this item. I don't know if one of you might remember what it was.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we need to remember it, because I think all three of us could probably give you some pretty good suggestions.
Okay.
But the first thing that comes to mind is a good fiber supplement, and the one that we like the best, I think, is the PGX fiber from Natural Factors. It's a remarkable fiber that seems to really bulk up in the gut and gives you a feeling of satiation and really kills the appetite. It does a great job. But the other thing is, you know, I mean, what's your diet like? I mean, are you eating lots of vegetables, whole grains? Are you eating three meals a day? Are you skipping meals?
Oops. All of the above.
I see. Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously you have to, you know, we always try to warn people that if you're looking for the magic pill, the magic bullet that's going to solve all these problems without you doing some of the work, then you're probably doomed to failure. You have to take part of the responsibility to start modifying your diet and correcting some of those types of problems. If you skip a lot of meals or you eat the wrong foods, that just makes it all that much harder to lose the weight, all that much harder to avoid having certain times of the day when you're hungrier than other times. You're creating problems with your blood sugar levels. You're probably that's probably part of the reason, and that's why what Sam recommended, the PGX fiber, I think, you know, I tend to agree with him, but that's probably one of the best things that that you can do. And my suspicion is you might be talking about Dr. Michael Murray, because he did recently have a child, and he is on the West Coast, and that's one of the things that he recommends as well.
Yeah, now I think tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan is an amino acid, seems to have a suppressing effect on the desire for carbohydrates specifically. And, of course, it also is pretty good at helping keep people asleep. So that's another one that one might consider.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Murray. Dr. Podell.
I haven't had any babies in a long time.
Yeah, okay. And thank you, Marion. Good luck. Okay, it's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formulas, which include his product, Liver Clean. It's scientifically formulated with 26 natural ingredients that protect and detoxify the liver, purify the blood, and improve kidney function. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you'd like to talk to us, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mL dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemists, we carry both ProPax with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and we're going to get right back to your phone calls. Thelma, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the best supplement for your health. I brought several copies. I gave them out to friends. I think everybody should have one.
Well,
and,
thank you.
Yeah, and I do appreciate all your literature and your information. My question is, first of all, I take no medication at all, but I take plenty of vitamins, and I've taken calcium for quite some time. I recently had a bone density test, and the doctor said it was marginal and wanted to put me on more calcium. In the past, I was taking coral calcium. They put me on this Caltrate with vitamin D. Okay, my question is this. On my last week, I had a CBC taken, and this was privately, not through the doctor. One will be sent to him, but he doesn't have it yet. And the calcium level is 10.5. The highest that they, for the reference range, is 10.5. My question is, should I still keep taking calcium supplements?
Okay, that's a very interesting and good question, and the answer isn't necessarily clear. Many people have a little bit of elevation of calcium. For most of them, it's not for any good reason that we can find, and that if you take calcium supplements, it doesn't go higher. Indeed, a high serum calcium may be a sign that they're pulling calcium out of bone, in part because you're not getting enough calcium. On the other hand, sometimes the reason that the calcium's a little high is something more serious, and sometimes it will get worse when you take more calcium. So I think the first step is to make sure the doctor's aware of the calcium. There's no need to be taking the calcium in the next few days until you talk to him, because first you have to figure out. They want to check the calcium level again. They want to check the phosphorus. They should probably test a 24-hour urine to see how much calcium your body is losing. If none of that looks bad, then it would probably be reasonable to go on the calcium supplements, but then to recheck it all again. It may get better, it may get worse. And so it's something that your doctor needs to follow, perhaps would need an endocrinologist, and I think in some people taking the calcium would still be a good idea, but in other people it would be a bad idea.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Podell. And thanks for the call, Thelma.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Sam, before we continue, I have a question, Dr. Podell.
Yes.
Number one, of course, we have to realize that blood levels of calcium are not really the way that you measure whether you're getting enough calcium to keep your bones healthy.
That's okay. Right.
And I think what the problem here is that if there really was something going on that was causing blood calcium levels to be out of whack, you wouldn't want to be worrying at that point about supplementation of calcium for the bone. You'd want to be more worried about what is out of whack, that because something's not controlling blood calcium properly, regardless of how much you're taking as a supplement or
right.
anything else.
That's absolutely
okay.
True.
Just
so that,
to make sure that
there are really two issues.
Yeah.
One
okay.
was, why is it high? And a lot of people, when you take it, it's 10.5, you do it again, it's 10.1, and it turns out not to be even high. But one, she has to know why it's high. Two, let's say it really is a little high. That doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't take more calcium. It may mean that you shouldn't take more calcium, but for other people it may be okay.
Right.
One of the questions we get asked all the time is people have kidney stones, calcium kidney stones. Studies seem to turn out in that case that taking more calcium is usually what you want to do, rather than say, oh, kidney stone with calcium, let's take less calcium. So it's not obvious. It's going to depend on the person.
Right. And if I'm correct, I mean, the calcium blood levels is, I think, Don, you were alluding to, is something controlled by a completely different mechanism other than diet. It's,
it's
hormonal.
Hormones, yeah, the parathyroid gland and other
so
things like that.
Obviously,
yes.
Those have to be checked out. Okay, well, thanks for the call. All right, let's talk to Rosemarie. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Rose?
Oh, hi. I'm calling regarding my 20-year-old son who, for the past 3 years, has suffered from very severe acne. We've been going the traditional route through dermatologists. He's been through doxycycline, more recently amoxicillin they're experimenting with. He's gone through several weeks of microabrasion treatments. This is past several months, not recently. Nothing's worked very well. Mm-hmm. We went to a center for integrative medicine. They tried biotycin for the intestines. They put him on a beta carotene concentrate, zinc supplements. Not too much results with mm-hmm. that either. Mm-hmm. Recently, on the internet, we've just been doing our own little research. We've just been coming across these studies about testosterone accumulation in the liver, and that cleaning the liver, and they're talking about castor oil, abdominal packs, and liver cleansing that has had some good results treating acne. I was just wondering what your opinion is on that.
Well, I think cleansing the liver is always a good idea. There are some effective means by which you can cleanse the liver. There's even some, you know, sort of vegetable or juice fasting diets that do it. But you have a better way of doing it probably through fiber supplements and through some of the products available, let's say, at our store. We have the Nature's Way cleansing kit. It's a really good cleansing kit. You also have something we advertise on the Wilner Window called Dr. Vanessa's Liver Clean. It's a very nice formula put together by Dr. Vanessa. He had researched this formulation for the purpose of helping people detox. So the other thing is diet. I mean, diet is probably the most crucial factor in things like acne. We're talking about a diet that's free of purified or rather refined carbohydrates. I would even try and remove wheat and dairy to see if it's any improvement. Saturated fats or hydrogenated trans fats are so commonly used in foods that you really have to be careful of that. So, I mean, he should try and do a really a very, very cleansing diet that includes plenty of vegetables, reducing the amount of sugars and stuff like that. And see how that works. And there's also some pretty good blood cleansing formulas. I like something from a company called Solaray. I think it's called Skin Formula, Herbal Skin Formula. But I think it's also available by Nature's Way. They make a similar product, like an acne formula. And try putting tea tree oil on the lesions. That's quite effective. Sulfur-containing soaps are also quite effective. And you got to be careful of using soaps that'll create an imbalance in his pH of his skin. I mean, you need something that protects the acid bands of the skin, which protects him. So that's what I would do, okay? Just get the sugar out.
That was marvelous, Sam.
Thank you very much. Here's some applause. Thank you, Dr. Podell, and thanks for the call. Well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. And you're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist Stores, Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. We want to thank our guest, Dr. Michael Murray. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally-oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.